Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, when people think of Italian wine, I think the first thing they think of is Chianti.
You think?
And there happens to be one called Classic Chianti.
Yes.
Or in the phrase, Chianti Classico.
Chianti Classico. Chianti Classico is one of my favorite red wines. Some form of red wine from the Chianti region has been in Tuscany, has been produced since the late 14th century.
Wow.
Yeah. The formal boundaries of the region, which is where the name comes from, were set in 1716, and the rough varietal composition of the wine was really first formally delineated in 1872.
Mm-hmm.
So Chianti Classico has a very long and colorful provenance. Historically, a blend of a number of grapes, since 2006, the wine must be at least 80% Sangiovese,
mm-hmm.
and with the balance being authorized native or international varieties. You will frequently see the symbol of a black rooster on the label, although it's not there all the time. And the region actually exists between the Tuscan cities of Florence and Siena.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. So here are three great examples that I tried. From the large producer Rufino is the Reserva Ducale from 2021. This ruby red wine is a blend of 80% Sangiovese and 20% Merlot, Cab, and a couple of other grapes thrown in there. Produced since 1927, so this one's been around for a while, the nose displays aromas of cherry, violets, and tobacco with well-integrated tannins, good acidity, and a long finish. This wine is widely distributed and is on many, many Italian wine lists and on store shelves, so you'll have a good chance to find it. And it's priced at $18.99, so
ooh,
it's a pretty good
that's
value.
That's a really good
that's
deal.
That's a good deal. From the Carpinetto Company is the 2020 Chianti Classico Reserva at $24.99. This wine was really wonderfully complex. Earthy, cherry, raspberry aromas and flavors with a subtle note of vanilla oak. The wine is generous and rounded on the palate with sort of a velvety long finish.
Mm-hmm.
The website suggests serving with roast or game, which sounds right about right to me.
Yeah.
So, the wine was 100% Sangiovese, and it was the only one of those that I tasted. Last up was a wine, Bramosia Chianti Classico, from the producer Doña Laura, and this was in the 2023 vintage. Bramosia means desire in Italian, features Bacchus and Venus on the label, and probably should have been served at my house on Valentine's Day.
Sounds like a natural.
It really is. This one is a blend of 85% Sangiovese and 15% Merlot, and the flavors and aromas are similar to the first two wines I mentioned today,
mm-hmm.
but black cherry, red berry, touch of earthy tobacco, good acidity, and layered fruit. And this one sells for $22.99. Really, all three of these are excellent examples of Chianti Classico. We'll put them on the website. And I thought, really very good values. The Rufino will be the wine most folks will be familiar with. That is, as I said, the most widely available. But both the Bramosia and the Carpinetto, to my mind, offer just a bit more complexity
mm-hmm.
at slightly higher price points. Truthfully, you won't go wrong with any of these, but because the Carpinetto was 100% Sangiovese, to me, that's my wine of the week.
That's the wine of the week. I love a good, generous Chianti Classico.
Yes, sir.
They're really nice. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WIPR.